Gary, first of all, how are you feeling? Obviously, you had the injury after the Barnsley game. You were out for a little bit of time. How are you feeling now? Back to 100%?
Yeah, I feel good. I've had some good treatment. You know, I've done a lot of work in the gym with Dino and Smudge, and I think they've got me back fully fit, maybe even stronger.
How important is this week? Do the players get a sense that there's a lot at stake this weekend?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, there's going to be a massive, massive crowd there, but that's what we love. I'm more than confident we can go into this and get 3 points and make sure we stay safe.
All the effort of last season in getting this club back into the Championship was to make sure that you stayed there and didn't come back down. I mean, it'd be a disaster, wouldn't it, if Sheffield Wednesday ended up back in League One?
Yeah, it can't happen, you know. It definitely can't happen. And to be honest, I don't think it will happen. I think we've got good quality players, you know. We don't really want to think about going down. It's not going to happen.
I remember talking to you before the Barnsley game, and you saying, do you know what, I want to play in this game. I want to have a big impact. I want to win the game for Sheffield Wednesday. Is it a similar feeling going into this one? Because you want to be the guy who's keeping Wednesday up, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I just want to score goals. You know, I've wanted to play the last couple of games, but it's not been so. Hopefully I get a chance this weekend. I can score against the team that let me go when I was a boy.
Does that still linger in your mind, that?
Yeah, it's still cuts deep, you know, but everything happens for a reason, I believe, and I think I've wanted a bigger and better thing since then, so...
Is this a game for Gary Medine?
Of course, yeah, but no, it's not all about me. You know, we've got 20 odd lads that work hard every single day. We've got all the staff here that drive everyone together, and I don't care if the goalkeeper comes up and scores a hit at the end. I'm not really bothered as long as we get 3 points.
Do you think you will start?
I'm not sure. You can never read the gaffer here, can you?
So much effort has gone into trying to keep Sheffield Wednesday in this division. You don't want to be sitting around in the summer, do you, thinking, what if?
Nah, then the fans don't deserve that. You know, they come 20 odd thousand every week. They don't deserve that. They asked for the big signing at the start of the year, Mike Michelantonio, and the chairman delivered it. He brought him in. So I don't think anyone deserves to go down.
How would you sum up your season? What would be the best way to describe it, do you think?
Horrible. A horrible season for me, I think. Not scored enough goals, not played enough games. And hopefully I'm going to go away in the summer and come back a different person. In the Championship as well, hopefully. And getting the team.
How do you do that?
No, I've just got to come back firing, you know. I've got to start my pre-season well, come back fit. Get straight in the gaffer's head, score a couple of goals early doors, and hopefully I can cement my place.
Do you ever think that, you know, on a final day, if you create an impression, that impression may last into a summer, may even change a perception of you?
Yeah, of course. You know, if I go and score tomorrow against a team like Middlesbrough, it's in the back of the gaffer's head that, you know, you can do it against quality players, and no reason why you wouldn't play me.
When you came into this season, I bet you were really looking forward to testing yourself in the Championship. I mean, has it been almost the complete opposite of what you expected would happen this year?
Yeah, I think the pre-season I had just gone, that's the only time off summer I've really, really pushed myself and come back strong. I remember the gaffer saying to me, you look well, that's the best I've ever came back from the summer. And unfortunately, I got the little injury against Holden. I've never really got back in the team and kept my place in the team. But I think that was just a little bit of bad luck, but hopefully this season will be different.
Do you put it down to that more than anything, a bit of bad luck? Were you ever overconfident? What was it, really?
Nah, you can't put it all on luck, you know. If the gaffer fancies someone else over me, there's nothing I can do. He brought in Jay Boffer. Everyone knows Jay Boffer. He's a quality player. It just didn't really happen for him. So, you can't just blame it all on luck.
When you see players coming in, though, how do you respond to that? Are you the type of person who goes, you brought this guy in, I'm still going to go out there and prove that I'm better than him? Or are you the type of person who maybe lets it get into the head a little bit? You know, the manager's brought in another striker now.
Yeah, it does get in the back of your head, I'm not going to lie a little bit, but I just love playing football. You know, I'll run around like a little boy outside, you know, every single day, Monday, Friday, training. And then really, it's just all down the cafe he wants to pick.
The fans have still got a lot of time for you, Gary. They want to see you play, and we get so many messages saying, why isn't Gary Medine playing? I mean, how much does that mean to you? How much is that the contrast, perhaps, when your confidence has been not, you've got the fans to maybe pick you up again?
Yeah, I think that's really kept me from, you know, things like going on alone and keeping my head on my shoulders, you know. Sometimes you think, I've just had enough, I need to move on, but when I get all them sort of messages, you know, I'm walking through the street, you get people stopping you, it makes me think, you know, I'm not going to go anywhere, I'm going to make sure I get in the team and prove my money's worth.
Do you still believe that you can be a 20-goal striker in the Championship?
Yeah, not a problem. I don't know how many starts I've got so far this season, but I reckon I won't be far off one in three goals maybe. Don't know how that works out too, but I'm more than confident that I can do that, yeah.
There's been a lot of celebrations in this region over the last sort of 7 days. Doncaster Rovers have won a promotion. Obviously, Kyle Bennett, who you know very well, has been able to celebrate that. How keen are you to have, although the celebration won't be as strong for Sheffield Wednesday surviving, how keen are you to sort of enjoy the moment of Wednesday doing the business this weekend?
Yeah, of course, if we get one on Saturday, I'm sure everyone will be out partying as we've just won the league. You know, I seen Kyle on Saturday night after he got promoted, and congratulations to Doncaster, they deserve it. You know, big Rob Jones there, leading by example, he got the team of the year as well. I'm delighted for them.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys you're very close to. I mean, how much do you want to square off against them next year?
Yeah, definitely. I went over to see them as well after, and I was watching them all celebrating. I'm just out the way, a bit quiet. I was thinking, oh, I want to do that again. So hopefully, we can bring some success out of it.
It was an incredible end, wasn't it, to that game at Brendan?
Yeah, crazy watching it on the bus on the way back, and you couldn't have written that at all.
I suppose you don't want it to be quite as dramatic this weekend, do you?
No, 3-0, please.
3-0, how many from Medine?
Hat-trick.